Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'inur rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. One of the keys of life is protecting our body from harm. When it comes to the body, there are many things that can harm our bodies, be it external or be it internal. So obviously, me and you, we take extra care to our bodies when it comes to the external factors. Where, for example, there's something that comes my way. If it's a car, I move away. If there's a bee that might sting me, I run away. And so on and so forth. There are many things that we can see from the outside that we always try to protect ourselves from. But how about internally, when there might be plenty of diseases within me that I am not aware of? Now, a lot of scholars, and I know a lot of big mujtahids and marjas, ayatollahs, they get themselves checked almost every month, some of them every two, some of them every 3 months, even though they don't feel no pain. But they still go do a medical check and a general checkup just to make sure that they are healthy and fit. And obviously, they're not doing that because, you know, they want to live long and they love life. No, because it is a requirement on me and you to take care of our bodies so we can perform our duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when it comes to us taking care of our bodies, to the extent that he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَيَدْفَعُ بِالصَّدِقَةِ الدَّاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is He who there is no one but Him. And He pushes away the diseases from oneself by paying charity. So you pay charity for the sake of not getting sick, for the sake of not getting any diseases. And then we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, Al-hamiyatu ra'su kullu dawa'. Dieting, taking care of your body, is the head of every healthiness. If you want to be healthy, you need to avoid diseases, then all you have to do is diet. And dieting means what? Not that you starve yourself, not that you become anorexic, but no, dieting means you eat healthy. You don't eat junk food. You don't eat pizza and chips and all this nonsense. You don't eat, you know, fast food meals, which is what people eat these days, mainly heavily, and especially in the West, where people depend on McDonald's and Hungry Jack's and KFC's and Red Rooster and what have you. All these chain restaurants, they're making billions of dollars yearly, but billions of people around the globe are getting sicker by the day. So when we say diet, meaning eat healthy fruits, vegetables, you need to take care of your body. Soft drinks are full of sugars, loaded with carbohydrates. It is destructive to the body, and we consume it as chocolates. Why? Because it's sweet. It might be sweet. It might be delicious. But guess what? You are the one who's getting harmed. Your body is feeling the pain. When, God forbid, a person gets cancer or any other disease, he has no one to blame but himself. And according to this hadith, we will be held responsible for all the pain and diseases that we cause ourselves. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام همونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری میگه ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. We said one of the keys of life is taking care of our bodies. And we need to make sure we avoid any pain that could come to my body. And most of the diseases that we get in our bodies are in fact a result to our food. Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, alayhi salamullah, he says, قِلَّةُ الْأَكْلِ يَمْنَعُ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الْعِلَلِ Eating less prevents a lot of diseases. Now I, amongst many, when I look at people and I see that they hardly get sick, I look at their body from the outside and I could tell that these people not heavy eaters. And I automatically tell myself the reason they're not getting sick is the fact that they are eating less and eating healthy. I myself, I hardly, thanks to Allah, praise to Allah, I hardly see the doctor. Maybe I see him once a year. Because I try to eat as less as I can, or even if not less, at least as healthy as I can. I haven't had a soda for the past 20 years, for example. Not only because, you know, I'm trying to look good, but it's a responsibility upon me and you to take care of this amanah, this trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do have my mistakes and I do sometimes overdo things, but at least we're trying to do what? To persevere and fight our way out in this mess that we live in today that we call the fast food chain. So the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, again, they say to us, when it comes to cold, even the seasons, at the beginning of winter, they say, try to be safe. Because some people say, oh, now it's just starting to get cold. It's not cold yet. That's all right. Well, that's a problem. The beginning of the coldness, when the winter just comes, that's the most deadly. That's where people always get sick. Have you noticed that? The flu season is at the beginning of winter, not in the middle, not at the end. So they say it's a flu season. Therefore, the Ahl-Bayt, they say when that comes, you try to protect yourself. It's starting to get a bit chilly. That is the time where you need to wear a warm clothes. I know you can deal with the cold because it's not really cold, but you need to keep yourself protected. وَتَلَقَوْهُ فِي آخِرَةٍ The Imam says. And at the end, then that's when you start to slowly, slowly relax. فَإِنَّهُ يَفْعَلُ بِالْأَبْدَانِ كَفِعْلِهِ فِي الْأَجْجَارِ The season, they do the same to the body as it does to the trees. When winter comes in, you see the leaves die out and they fall. And as the winter starts to leave, the leaves start to grow a little bit back just before summer hits in. So you can see that the Ahl-Bayt alayhim as-salam, they tell us that imagine your body was that tree. And what happens to it during winter? It happens the same thing to your body. So you need to take care of your body. Also the Ahl-Bayt alayhim as-salam, they go in more depth. They say those, this is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi as-salam, he says those who cut their nails and they trim their mustaches, obviously, if you are a male, from Friday to Friday, he says it saves people from many diseases. And that's just actions that we think make no difference. But the reality is, it does, and it does a lot. okay? Because the nails and the mustache itself, it collects a lot of dirt. Therefore, it needs to be cleaned and cleansed on a weekly basis. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.